similar to the Jacksonville guy, the guy that got beat up by the police. I heard that he was out speaking out and that he had something to say and that he was standing next to Ben Crump. Let's deep dive into it. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications, y'all.
Today, we are hearing from the man who was punched by a police officer during a traffic stop in Jacksonville. CBS Miami morning anchor Betty Nguyen is here. And Betty, that man was joined by his family and civil rights attorney Ben Crump.
Yes, that's right. Just over an hour ago, in fact, we got our first look at 22-year-old William McNeil Jr. after his violent arrest that you see here. It went viral. And he stood next to his parents while his attorney stated that some of his injuries are permanent. Now, his chipped tooth was still visible as he very briefly explained what happened.
That day, I just really wanted to know, why I was getting pulled over and why I needed to step out of the car when I knew I didn't do nothing wrong.
If you ever get into an accident or you ever get hit by the police, the one thing that you got to stand on is that chipped tooth. You got to make sure that you he went and got his hair done. He went and got I could tell he smoked weed because he got the black lips. So, but that's nothing wrong. That's his life choice if it's legal where he at. He got his hair retwisted. It's in the bun. He got a lineup. He knew he was going to be on TV. This guy has representation. I can always tell when people have smart representation. You know why? You want to know? Because it's the subtle differences. It's the subtleties, right? Like the fact that he's still wearing a red shirt. He's going to be known. We don't know his name, but we know him as the guy that got punched by Jacksonville police that was wearing a red shirt. Guess what he did? He wore a red shirt. He's being coached. He's being coached. They cleaned him up to make sure that he was looking like a good American citizen. They made sure they threw his hair into a piece of yarn. Yeah, come on, man. Listen, don't act like y'all don't know. The yarn bun. Y'all don't know about the yarn bun? That's what he got right there. It looked like a piece of yarn. So they threw the yarn on the top of his head, gave him some extra, probably got him some extra twists in there, got him some extension twists, and they threw the red shirt on him. Made sure that they put a red shirt on him. They're playing the game. They're playing the game, and they're playing it to win, which is one of the reasons why I said that this was unwarranted. Y'all got all of these content creators out here trying to ride the MAGA wave, trying to ride the Republican wave. No, man, it was justified. It was justified. But guess who's going to pay for it? Taxpayers. Taxpayers are going to pay for it. See, y'all don't deal with the residual effects of what happened. It's not to say that he was right in resisting and making sure that he get out the car. No, he was wrong. Should he have been arrested? Absolutely. But the minute that you overstep, you take the focus away from the thing that we're supposed to be focusing on. You're supposed to be focusing on the fact that, hey, why are you getting arrested? Why are you not complying? Why are you not doing what you're supposed to do? Now, we spending 97% of our time on whether or not you should have punched him or not, instead of spending all of our time on whether or not he was supposed to comply. And he about to get paid. 100% he's going to get paid. So when you think about the actions versus the results, when you think about because we can all say, oh, man, whatever. My father always made a very pointed point in my life. And he would always say, Anton, is it conducive? Is it conducive? Is it more important to try to be right and you still might be wrong? Or is it more important to be careful about whether or not you're making an impact? Because if it doesn't translate into something that's actually going to be in your benefit and you got to pay out for it just to be able to stand on the point, then it's not conducive. It is not conducive for your life. We are focusing on whether or not he punched the dude instead of focusing on whether or not he should have complied and how we need to be dealing with the police. And this is why it is dumb. Because now you're going to get Ben Crump another bag. Now you change the narrative again into whether or not police officers are evil. Now other police officers got to deal with the fallout because when they go and pull somebody over, you got an influence and they got a reference point of whether or not they can get punched and get a lawsuit or they can yell at the police because nobody respects police officers because you got one person that's being overly aggressive. And now This is the culture. The culture is what it is that we stand on and we promote the most. So when I say whether or not something is conducive, whether or not it's logical, whether or not you justified and do it, he did not have to punch that kid and knock his fucking tooth out. I mean, knock his tooth out. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's stupid. It's dumb. You know you got the body cam on you. You can see the dude got the recording device up on it. You can see that everybody got their body cams on, and you going to be the idiot. What's wrong with you? Why would you do that? Now you put the police chief under fire, because where the police chief would never have to do a press conference defending the department and your stupid, but I guarantee you that the police chief was probably like, man, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you do that, bro? Now I got to go up here and defend you so that we hopefully don't have to make a bigger payout for the lawsuit. You think the police chief was happy about the fact that he got the body cam footage or he got the recording footage and he had to deal with this fallout and now they standing next to Ben Crump? You embarrass everybody. You make everybody look dumb. All because you just had to get one off. Ah! You just had to get one off. Now everybody gonna get paid. And the city, y'all gonna be sitting there talking about why we gotta spend so much money. Where's all of the money? Where's our tax dollars going? To Ben Crump. To Ben Crump. That's where it's going. It's going to Ben Crump. Ben probably going to take 60% of the payout. He going to get the other 40%. And now you on administrative leave pending an investigation. We don't think, man. We not thinkers.
I was really just scared.
We have audio, visual evidence, proof of what happened. Nobody has to narrate it for us. To the sheriff, respectfully, you can't justify this.
Let me tell you something about lawyers. Lawyers don't take a case unless they can guarantee some type of settlement. Very rarely do lawyers take some kind of lawsuit or case that in some way, shape, or form is not going to be settled. Because it's not even up to the... Y'all so dumb. Man, this is Florida. You ain't getting a dime. Boy, don't you know that they, listen, police departments have insurance companies that then justify the payout. They will pay it out just to not have to spend a bunch of money in lawyer fees for the potential to have to pay out enough. Yes, he's going to get paid. He knew he was going to get paid the minute that he got punched. He probably smiled inside. He ate that punch and was like, dead is clear, baby. He going to have all the holes in Jacksonville. Because they know that he just got paid. He probably got a chick on in his DMs right now that's like, hey, big head. Hey, big head. What you think that a lawyer like Ben Crump is going to pull up without some kind of justification of how it is that he's going to get paid? Hey, big head. He going to be the man in his city. Look, he already went from dreads down, dusty t-shirt, to yarn head. Look at him. He already done glowed up. He probably already took a payday loan out. He probably done already contact. Ben Crump probably already done gave him an advance just so he can make sure that you selected me for your representation. He went from dread head to yarn head. Hey, big head. Oh, he was just fat. Yeah, if you want to just give out some free money, some free taxpayer money. He the man in his city, at least for the next year and a half. He going to be the man in his city. He probably going to get it. I bet you he got a new car. 6 months, a year from now, I bet you he be in a Charger, Dodge Challenger Hellcat. I bet you have a Charger Hellcat on 28s. I bet you he do. I bet you he get an Escalade V. I bet you he buy his mama a house. I bet you he do. How much you want to bet? I'm going to write this down, and I'm going to go and revisit it, and then I'm going to try to do an interview with him. I bet you he get an Escalade B series.
For us. To the sheriff, respectfully, you can't justify this.
So this comes as we see a new angle of that traffic stop. Now, the sheriff released body cam video.
He didn't even have no edges. His hairline is receding. His dreads are falling out. His edges is gone. He didn't have no beard. He had the chin strap. This nigga went from chin strap to yarn head. Look at that cleanup. Look at the cleanup. He already there. That's why I keep telling y'all, you're not ugly. You just poor. You're not ugly. You just ain't got the right lawsuit yet. You just ain't got the right money yet. You just ain't ran the bag up. He ain't even have no edges. He got all the edges in the world now. Ain't got no chin strap, clean shaven face. You would give him a chance, wouldn't you? You would give him a chance, wouldn't you? It's a difference now, huh? Shirt got collars. Forehead shining. Yarn head. Not even the same person. Look at this man. Look at him. Is that the same person? Don't look like it to me. Don't look like it to me.
Of the arrest, I want you to take a look at it.
Is there a reason that you're pulling me over?
Yeah, absolutely there's a reason why I'm pulling you over. For one thing, inclement weather, you don't have your lights on. Two things, you're not wearing your seatbelt.
I don't need the lights, and it's not weather. It's not raining.
This is inclement.
It's not raining.
Okay, I'm not arguing with you. I'm telling you why I'm pulling you over. Give me your driver's license, registration, proof of insurance.
No, call the supervisor.
Step out of the vehicle.
No.
Step out of the vehicle.
Okay, so after shutting his door, McNeil refused to exit his car and then kept requesting a supervisor. Officials say he was asked 7 times to step out of his vehicle, but he never did. Now, the state attorney's office found none of the officers violated criminal law. The sheriff is also defending his deputies, and that deputy seen punching McNeil. He is on paid administrative leave pending an internal investigation. As for McNeil, he pleaded guilty to resisting a police officer without violence and driving with a suspended license. However, his attorneys say police stopped McNeil over bogus claims of driving without headlights in broad daylight and not wearing a seatbelt when video shows he was wearing a seatbelt.
And that stop was bogus. And that's a fact. And I ain't even mentioned that part. The stop was bogus. I don't care what y'all say. You ain't got no headlights on. Let me tell you what they do, bro. They get behind you and they can tell the people that ain't got no valid driver's license or probably no insurance. They already know. So all they got to do is, because everybody is profiled, white people, black people, if you're driving a poor car, if you're missing a bumper, it's a chance that you don't have no insurance. And so all they got to do is reach down and figure out which thing. Oh, man, it rained earlier today. It's not even raining right now. OK, you're driving in the rain. You're driving after the rain with no headlights on. Who gets pulled over? Come on, man. Come on. We got to be real. Who gets pulled over for driving with no headlights on and it's not even dark outside and it's not raining? This is why it's important for you to get your life together before you hit the streets, because they already know the people that ain't got no license. They already able to pull it up. When I get pulled over, let's say I got a car that's registered to Rita's name, right? Is this your car? They asking me questions that they already know the answer to. Before they even get it. So they give me the license. They can see I got the same license. Is this your car, sir? Yeah, this is my car. Who is Rita? That's my wife. Okay, all right. Well, just sit tight real quick. Go back, run it, come back. Okay. You ain't got nothing on your license. You don't have no points. You don't have no recent stops, nothing like that. You know what? Have a nice day, Mr. Daniels. They already know the answers to the questions that they're going to ask you. They already know who the car is registered to. They already can tell whether or not you got real insurance or not. And so if you're going to sit there and play games, right, and tell me that this stop was just because he really didn't have his head, how many of y'all have ever got pulled over in the daytime for not having your headlights on? If we can't use our critical thinking skills from our life experiences to figure out whether or not this thing was going to go left or whether it was going right. Now, I don't mean that he shouldn't have his license and registration. Don't mean that he shouldn't have had his stuff together. You got to have your stuff together, because it's easier to dispute something if you're doing it on the outside of a jail cell and you're not getting arrested. It's much easier to fight when you got your stuff together. But the fact of the matter is, this was all going to be a thing before it was a thing. It just escalated. Now he's on administrative leave pending an investigation. I don't know nobody that had never got stopped in the daytime for not having their headlights on. Your headlights, not your taillights, your headlights. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notification. And I believe in profiling. I believe in profiling. I believe that's the best way for you to catch criminals. It's because you got to figure out who's not doing what they're supposed to do. And usually when you run them, you can tell, oh, you got a warrant out for your arrest. Okay, come on. Get these cuffs. Let's get on up out of here. Gordon Gartrell was Theo's shirt, AD. Gordon Gartrell was Theo's shirt. All right. Appreciate you. Ghost of Cryptocurrency says, what's on your wall moving, AD? Nothing. Ain't nothing on my wall moving. Money. Money. AD, welcome to Cali, says Kismi Grits. Glad you are here. You're here. We need more patriots like you. We're behind enemy lines. P.S., if you're going to stay out here, the beard must come down a little. Never. Never. I'm never. Listen, you're never going to take my Kingsley mane. You're never going to take my Kingsley mane, ever. Never gonna get me to cut my beard down. You get me to line it up. I ain't never cutting it though. Never. Ever. Whiskey Pierre says, Anton, sir, shalom. Anton's black card is revoked. Hold on. Let me see this. AD's black card is revoked if he doesn't know Theo's shirt. Take it, nigga. I don't care. You can have that bad credit. All black card mean is that it's diabetes, bad credit, and a baby mama that you don't like, and child support. What's so great? You can have a black card. I got a Sapphire Reserve. I got an Amex Reserve. I have a Marriott. You could fuck a... When the last time I cared about a black card? You can have that. Your black card is revoked. I voluntarily surrender it. You can have that black card. I don't care nothing about... no black card. Black card is revoked. Okay. What else is new?